This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So that brings me to yesterday and the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game, which was one of the two games of the day. The Steelers beat the Ravens 18-16. I'll tell you what, man, I love the games between the Ravens and the Steelers. What did I say to you Friday? Every single game is 16-13 or 19-16, right? And we went back and we looked at them. There were several 19-16s and 16-13s. The last two, I think, were 17-10. 18-16. You can just book the under pretty much consistently when these two teams play each other. It's the ultimate in being familiar with one another. Same coaching staffs forever. Same styles forever. Yeah, there are a couple of things here and there that change. Russell Wilson, Derrick Henry, although they didn't use Derrick Henry enough. Derrick Henry had 13 touches in the game. Yeah, I know he fumbled on his first touch. Derrick Henry had 13 touches in a game like that. That is, I think, a bad job by Todd Monken. I love watching these games, though, man. They are intense. This truly is the league's best rivalry. Kansas City-Buffalo for non-division opponents has become something special. Kind of, you know, what Indy and New England, when it was Brady and Manning, were. And now we got Mahomes and Allen. I think they're 4-4 now, head-to-head, with the Chiefs, you know, winning all three in the postseason. But, man, Baltimore-Pittsburgh is so much fun. And it is always, as my good friend Richard Walker would say, it's a manhood issue game. Always. Which is why I don't know why Derrick Henry only got 13 touches in that game. But, you know, Pittsburgh's last game last Sunday was the game in which, oh my God, we couldn't do anything. I mean, we're just not very good. The defense stepped up. The defense did step up against Pittsburgh for the most part. It really did. We spent a lot of time talking about it. Oh, my God, Cliff. Cliff's offense. Jaden's, you know, hurt. The whole thing. Well, guess who has scored more points against Pittsburgh than any team on their schedule this year? Washington. Guess who couldn't bust a grape, as Doc would say, against Pittsburgh's defense yesterday? Baltimore. Washington, much more. Even though it wasn't consistent. Understood. You know why? Because Pittsburgh's really good on defense. Philadelphia is really good on defense. Washington just had two of their, you know, a subpar performance offensively against Pittsburgh, and yet they scored 27 and lost by a point. Nobody else has come close to scoring 27 against Pittsburgh. They didn't get the ball ripped from them. Baltimore had three turnovers, but they were all Pittsburgh forced. Washington protected the fumble except for the Zacchaeus, you know, a muffed punt return. That was the only turnover they had in the game. Washington didn't beat themselves against Pittsburgh. Baltimore had an element of that with 12 penalties, but a lot of those are Pittsburgh and that defense forcing a lot of that stuff. You watched one of the nastiest defensive football teams in the league right now with a much better offense than they've had in recent years. They're a legitimate contender in the AFC. Pickens is good. Freiermuth is good. Najee Harris is good. Russell Wilson threw a bad pick and did not have a good game, and they won. Patrick Queen, Fitzpatrick, Hayward, Watt. They had the linebacker back that didn't play against us, Herbig. He played, he was the one that blew up the two-point conversion play. It's week to week, things change, the matchups are different, they create different results, I get all of that. But Washington did more against Pittsburgh's defense than Baltimore did, and Lamar Jackson did. Lamar Jackson had a bad game yesterday. It was forced by the Pittsburgh defense. We were, you know, I shouldn't say we. Many were so alarmed by Jaden, you know, not throwing the ball well, not running at all against Pittsburgh. You know what Pittsburgh does? They don't allow your quarterback to run. They don't. They box him in. Lamar Jackson was 4 for 46, but really all of it came on one run. He had like a 29-yard run. He was 16 of 33. He was sub 50% completion percentage. Pittsburgh's good. You know, sometimes, as I said after that game, and I said on Friday after the Philadelphia game, sometimes you just can't explain it away with he's not 100%, the quarterback. Which may be true. It may be, but that means he wasn't anywhere near 100% against Chicago or the Giants, in which he played insanely well in both of those games. The last two were more about other things than the quarterback's health. Again, I agree with all of you that say he doesn't look like the same guy. You know, he looks not quick twitchy. Although there are a couple of plays you can go back and find where he looks quick twitch. But give the proper credit to them having played in 4 days two of the better defenses in the NFL the way they're playing right now. And you saw it yesterday with what Pittsburgh did to Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. The Ravens scored 16 points. They had the ball taken away from them 3 times. And then, by the way, they couldn't get a stop when they needed a stop at the end to get the ball back. Thought it was really interesting the way they used Justin Fields yesterday. You know, he had a run in which he slid too early, and then he had the fourth down conversion. Justin Fields, if they use him that way, another element to what Pittsburgh's doing. Pittsburgh's not the same Steelers. This isn't 9-8. And out in the first round by double digits. They're better than they've been defensively in recent years, and they're much more capable offensively. I'm not counting Baltimore out of the AFC North. I'm not. They still have another game, the two of them do, in Baltimore. And Pittsburgh has the Eagles on the road. They've got the Chiefs later in the season. They still have to play the Bengals twice, and I know the Bengals are kind of out of it now after their loss last night, but they're certainly a capable team. I wouldn't say that Baltimore can't win the division. I think they still can. But Pittsburgh's a different team, and you know their results the last two games kind of prove it. They boxed in and they handled two really dynamic quarterbacks, and they bludgeoned Baltimore yesterday. What I'm serious about this, Denton. I'm curious if there was any John Harbaugh explaining why Derrick Henry wasn't in on the two-point conversion. You got to put him in the game just so Pittsburgh is thinking that it could be Lamar, it could be Derrick Henry. Like, there are two run threats rather than one in the game. And then the play action's going to work better. They ran that quarterback sweep that they run. I hate that play. Even with Lamar, you made a point. We were talking about this during the break. It's like the only quarterback you want to see running quarterback counter or quarterback sweep is Josh Allen because of his size. He's a true running back, like a fullback, really. I don't know how you play that game with Derrick Henry touching 13 times. By the way, his 13 touches averaged 5 yards per carry, and he only got 13 touches. That's the game that you have him there for. That game in which you are in an absolute, you know, death match in terms of physicality. That's the game you have him there for.
Yeah, I don't want to. When you know a game is going to be a rock fight, I would prefer not to see Lamar Jackson throw it 33 times. Just general rule of thumb in that particular rivalry, because you're right, that has taken what was the Cowboy-Redskins rivalry. Then for like a couple of years, it felt like it was the Seahawks-Niners, and now it's back to being Baltimore and Pittsburgh. That's the best rivalry in football. You know it's going to be a rock. Like, if we, outside of those two markets, can joke, it's like tongue-in-cheek, but it is accurate how these games are always 19-16, 21-6. Like, they're never high-scoring. That has to be a game where you're giving the ball to Derrick Henry 30 times. Maybe not 30, but 25 times. You're doubling those carries.
You're giving it to him 22, 23 times in the game. No doubt. You have to, especially when he's averaging 5 yards per carry. And, you know, you have Lamar involved in the run game. That makes it even easier. That makes him so difficult. Lamar only had 4 rushes in the game, you know, and he had the one big one, and that was on a scramble. So you can't – Pittsburgh gets a lot of credit. Don't get me wrong. They have a nasty defense. But if Todd Monken, I think, you know, took the running game out of play in the AFC title game, and he took it too much out of play in a game that you certainly needed Derrick Henry to be a bigger factor in.
Yeah, only 19 carries as a team?
Yeah.
I mean, that's very, very worrisome, because that was like the big thing this year.
What was the Kansas City championship game? Didn't he throw it nearly 40 times in that game?
Right, yeah, let me pull up that box score now. It was atrocious. They just did not run the ball, it felt like, in the entire second half against Kansas City last year. He threw it 37 times. He was 20 of 37.
Times. And what did they run it in that game?
And as a team, they ran, I mean, he had 8 carries, so at least he carried more than 4 times, but as a team, they ran it 16 times.
You got to be in Baltimore. Identical. You got to be killing Todd Monken today, don't you?
You have to be. It's nearly identical, and they lost. Terrible. Lamar, by the way, took a big hit in the MVP market. He's not the favorite anymore.
Oh, Josh Allen has to
be. Yeah,
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Allen is the favorite. Not by a huge amount, but he is definitely the favorite right now at every book.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The job market is constantly changing, and at Bowling Green State University, we're evolving too, working with industries to develop innovative majors in education, engineering, business, and healthcare that will give you an edge when you enter the workforce. BGSU is ranked as the number one public university in Ohio for career preparation by the Wall Street Journal. Personalized career coaching, networking opportunities, and hands-on immersive learning set you up for success. That's the BGSU experience. Learn more at bgsu.edu/careerready.